Tokyo's rate signal, Musk's legal threat, and the Theranos sequel. S&P futures were sitting near 7,650 Thursday morning, up roughly 0.09%, essentially flat, consistent with a week in which investors are absorbing geopolitical noise without clear directional conviction. The financial story receiving less attention than it warrants is a warning from Bank of Japan board member Masu that rapid rate hikes are possible if Japanese inflation accelerates. For most central banks, such a statement would be unremarkable. For the BOJ, which spent roughly three decades in near zero or negative interest rate territory, it is consequential. Japanese institutional investors, pension funds, insurance companies, and government entities accumulated enormous holdings of foreign assets, particularly U.S. treasuries, precisely because domestic rates were so low for so long. As Japanese rates rise, the incentive to hold those foreign assets diminishes. Repatriation of even a fraction of that capital exerts downward pressure on treasury prices, upward pressure on U.S. yields, and ripple effects through mortgage rates, corporate borrowing costs, and equity valuations. A central banker in Tokyo discussing rate trajectory has direct implications for American homeowners and corporations. Filmmaker Alex Gibney premiered a four-hour documentary about Elon Musk at the Venice Film Festival, and Musk's legal team has since threatened to sue, claiming the film implies he used Starlink satellites to influence the outcome of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Gibney's previous investigative subjects have included Enron, Scientology, and the Catholic Church abuse scandal, projects that went through extensive legal review before release. The lawsuit threat is itself a communication. It signals that the documentary's contents are sensitive enough to litigate publicly before distribution begins, and in practice, it has already delivered substantially more coverage than the film would otherwise have received. Elizabeth Holmes is currently serving an 11-year sentence at a federal correctional facility in Bryan, Texas, following her conviction for fraud at Theranos, a company that falsely claimed its proprietary technology could run hundreds of diagnostic tests from a single drop of blood. Her husband, Billy Evans, is now reportedly raising $18 million for a new blood testing startup, and Holmes is reportedly assisting with that fundraising from prison. The core vision Theranos pursued, miniaturized point-of-care blood diagnostics, is a legitimate and valuable technology goal. The company's failure was not conceptual but operational and fraudulent. It claimed to have achieved what it had not, then worked to prevent outside validation. Any investor considering a new venture in this space, analysts noted, should demand independent third-party scientific validation before committing capital.